We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully at Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for that. Want to thank Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday, the first day of February.
How about that? February 1st. Wow.
Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
Yeah, there you go. And thanks to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good.
Yeah.
Don't shake your head at me, Rankin.
Beach and raining and wind blowing and a plane overhead. Poor Tom.
Very strange.
And thanks to Brandon Fryer for his great work. All right, I got the Eagles will beat the Niners. A couple of teams that didn't win divisions I picked. So I got the Chiefs beating the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
That was
September 8th when those brilliant words of wisdom somehow escaped me. Somehow. So picked the Super Bowl correctly before the season started. Yeah, that's right. That happened. Why is that not a promo on this station?
Exactly.
Damn it.
It's not the best bet made, had you made that bet. Because the best bet made was last night when I got a text at 7:46 p.m.
From Rick Camp?
Yeah.
From Rick Camp, who said, just bet Clippers money line.
Plus 490.
Yep.
And guess what?
The Bulls up 19.
We go in sizzler. We go in sizzler.
When he made that bet, the Bulls were up 46-27 with 7:22 left in the second. And 5 minutes later, that game was tied at 50. It was the moment Rick made that bet that went at 23-4 run.
Wait a second. Despite us all having a group thread about the Bulls together, we all still separately texted Rick Camp about the Clippers money line at the same time.
Hell yeah.
He texted me.
Because he understands what happens to the Bulls in these games.
I texted him and I was like, yo.
Plus 490.
And he goes, I already bet the Clippers money line.
I still think picking the Super Bowl is better. I don't know. You go ahead.
I do think that was a good prediction because of the ups and downs of the season in the middle.
Thank you. And I think, Dan, that a lot of people could have predicted the Bulls falling apart.
That you were just waiting for it to happen.
Many of us have seen that before.
I mean, it happened four times in January alone.
Thank you.
And yet you still, and the money line still reflects.
It's crazy.
You know?
That was the fourth time they blew a lead of 16 points or more in the month of January.
Because intelligence says there's surely no way this will keep happening.
And it will. And don't call me Shirley. And it's the same way. In that stretch, five missed two-point shots and two turnovers.
Well, that's what we were kidding earlier. Had they completed the inbounds pass, Zach LaVine still would have taken a two.
February Fool's Day.
Oh, God.
Oh, they don't execute down the stretch. They don't win games like that anymore. This isn't last season. They are really hard to watch.
It's also strange to me that they seem to underestimate their opponent, no matter who their opponent is. Like, you get up by 19 points, and they coast, and we've seen them do this in games where they're just coasting. That's Paul George and Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, it's Norman Powell that's kicking your ass, though.
I mean, Kawhi at 33. So, I mean, those guys are out there. Those guys make shots. So how can you look at it and just be like, oh, we'll just do what we do, man. Like, and the thing was is that if you're watching that game, the Clippers were asking you to put them away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They were tired.
They didn't want to run. And then what happened? The Bulls end up in these half-court isolation possessions. And then the Clippers are like, oh, we're going to do that? Cool. Twos for threes again? Solid.
You're going to foul three-point shooters? Okay.
Oh, four-point plays? Yeah. Let's get it. And Zubac came in there like the Hulk and just moved everyone out of the way.
Hartenstein had similar success when he was the backup last year for them. And the sad part is, here we are talking about a Bulls team who started to actually play up to their competition, at least in the Eastern Conference. And then they were not slaying the bums that they should be slaying. And then because of losses like Charlotte, for example, Indianapolis, here we are talking about, or Indiana, here we are talking about this. And it's just same song, different verse. Like, do you ever think they're getting out of 10th in the East at this point?
10th?
No, I don't think that.
Like, I mean,
you can,
there's no upward movement. I don't think they can string a run of wins together.
It's hard to form any conclusions about the Bulls and what's ahead in the second half of the season.
Playoffs
with before the trade deadline.
Yeah, which is
also
Thursday next week.
Yeah.
When does Lonzo Ball come back?
How dare you, Mully?
How awesome was that? Joe Cowley, that was so funny. That six different doctor, the whole thing, that whole interview was good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I asked Cody last night. We were talking, and I said, if they keep everyone here, is that some sort of like tacit belief that if they just get healthy Lonzo back, everything is going to be fine?
No, probably they weren't able to make a deal or get one that they liked. I don't think that they can reasonably count on anything when it comes to Lonzo Ball. And they've got to know that.
Maybe ever.
They've got to know that. Mm-hmm.
Maybe ever.
No, that's why I asked Cowley in that interview, like, yes, would there be cap relief if he's done?
Right. It's a year and a half since you've seen him, right?
But David, isn't 25 cents on the dollar better than 0 cents on the dollar?
Yes.
Well, to you and me, I think, but you don't know how committed AK is to being right. You know, sometimes executives get stubborn, and this is our first go-around with him really having a team that he put together that is not reaching its potential. So does he dig in because he stubbornly believes that Vooch is still going to work out and DeMar is not as old and all these things are true? Or is he going to pivot and do what I think, like you're suggesting, is take whatever you can get while you can still trade these guys? I don't know.
I think there's an inherent issue. We've talked about roster construction a million times. But I also worry that for all the compliments that I've given Vooch, you know, this game is about fits. And it seems like if one of them
Go
is
Cats!
Working, yes, best job in the history of jobs. If this game is about fits, then you consider that Vooch is having a great year. And one of the big three is not. And last year, two of the big three were having good years. And Vooch wasn't. So even when you picture this functioning, is one of them the odd man out? And if so, that's a roster construction decision you may have to make in a week.
Well, you know, when I read that, you know, he's having another good year in a contract year, I think like, oh boy, didn't that happen when he first got? Isn't that how you wound up with him? And what does that mean moving forward? Do you want him moving forward? I mean, I think he's had a really good year, and when you play through him, you play better, but it's not getting you anywhere.
It's fine if you pair him with a rim protector.
Yes.
He can coexist out there if you have Jared Allen standing next to him.
But you've never gotten Jared Allen.
Right.
You've never gotten that component.
Right. Like, so you can't count on him to backstop your defense. This was designed as a perimeter disruption win against ball screens on the perimeter. Not to say, you know, gamble on the perimeter or, you know, switch everything and then we'll cover you on the back end. And it just, you like you say, things don't fit. The if I have to pick one from whom to move on, it's DeMar. And see what you can get for him and cut your losses on a guy who is the biggest culprit when it comes to stagnation and hero ball and two-point shots.
You're also likely to get more for him than anybody else you're willing to trade.
But why aren't you willing to trade Caruso?
Oh, I am.
Because I think that's where you're going to get the most value. His contract is not prohibitive. He's a known commodity, and he's under contract control.
I'm not emotionally ready to discuss that possibility yet, to be quite honest, and that's really it. But you're right. DeMar is still, what, 15th
him.
In this?
I'd trade Caruso in a minute.
Oh, yeah, I would too. But a fan, I hate it.
Yeah,
I mean, I
would move Io too.
But it goes back to the old baseball argument of you've got to move a guy because he has value. So you end up moving your best player instead of moving the guy that has salary and isn't your best player.
Well, it also
drives you nuts when you see that. Yeah.
You're right, but it also has to do with what happens at the end of the season, because Fuchs is a free agent at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And you gave up a lot for him.
He's got to go. For that reason. What have ye today?
Well, we're going to do things a little bit differently today because we obviously have a lot of Bulls to talk. There is the Tom Brady news. If you believe him, what it means for reverberation across the league and what quarterback ends up where, we're going to go through all of that. Mike Florio is going to join us at 11. We have decided on the fly we are extending High Noon today. We're starting High Noon a segment earlier because we have so many things that we must discuss.
There's too many weird things
There's
happening.
Too many weird things happening. So we have to handle all of them on this Wednesday. And then at noon, Herm Edwards is going to join us.
Oh, great.
So that should be fun. There's some White Sox stuff going on.
Tell him to play to win the game.
Let him say that. Let's see what he thinks about losing 14 games in the interest of getting the number one draft pick.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, there you go. Have a great show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.